This is Russell Grant here.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio.
Hi, this is Russell Grant here.
Good luck. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio.
Hot rocking, flame throwing.
Morning.
Radio 1. Woo. Can you hear us? Great. Can you hear Dave?
Can you hear us? Yeah, we're on. We're experiencing some technical difficulties, I think it's fair to say.
We can go home!
We've got problems with our microphones, which is why we said nothing on the last link, and now we've had to move studios, and hopefully you can hear us now.
Namone thought it was some kind of elaborate gag. She thought it was playing in bed and then playing Russell Grant, and she, I'm going, we've got a problem with the microphones, and she's going, oh, really? I thought that was just a joke.
He's talking to me, I can't hear him, I'm talking to him, he can't hear me, right? No one can hear anything. They're in a different studio.
Well, we're here, we're kind of on, which means Rachel's now in our studio.
We're in a different one.
We're in a different one, but we can't actually hear anything, because we've got no headphones. And then Dominic and Kerry have gone upstairs to Newsbeat. Well, as you know, when Dominic reads the news up there, it always sounds something like that. So,
even though we can't tell what that sounds like, because we've got no headphones.
No. But hopefully, if Dominic says hello, we'll be able to hear him.
Hello.
Brilliant.
Brilliant,
see?
We're on.
There you go, perfect. All good. See, that's
Chris,
it's just
Chris.
As well we're so technical.
Chris. Yeah.
Because otherwise, it'd have been... Oh, hang on, I think Rachel wants to say something.
You won't be able to hear me, but I've got it working.
Oh, we've got it... Oh, brilliant. There.
So what,
that?
Should we go back in there or stay
here?
Yeah,
but I'll start the news from
here.
Right. Okay, right. Good, lovely. That's Usher and what's his name? They'll get better, honestly, trust me.
I hope so.
Right, Shapeshifters, I believe we're going to play next for you, if we can even get that CD player to work. Let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Kerry. It's minute past seven.
It's now nearly 5 minutes past seven.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Oh, thank you, Dominic.
National
thank you.
Radio One.
I can't hear him. Did he say thank you?
Yeah, I did.
Didn't hear anything.
I can't hear Dominic.
No. Can you not hear me still?
I can't hear Dominic.
I can't hear him.
Kerry? Thank you.
Kerry?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah,
oh,
fine. How are you, darling?
I'm very well, thank you.
Dominic?
Yeah.
Still
Dominic?
Give over. There's no way you can hear her and not me.
No, I could only hear her and not you.
How do you know what I just said?
Pardon?
Should we start again?
Yeah, I think we should.
Start again.
That'd be for the best.
I've got to be honest, it's not the worst start we've ever had.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? We've had worse.
That's woken us up anyway.
Where are you now?
We're now back in our normal studio.
What was the problem?
Well, the mics just didn't work.
We reckon somebody nudged a button by mistake. And there are already people on the show are passing the buck to others.
Really?
Yeah, Allard. We're blaming it on. Mm. He's actually still in bed, but it's Allard's fault. That's how we're looking at it.
It usually is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was one of those really weird things where, you know, it doesn't matter what you do for a living, if, you know, something doesn't work, so you obviously test a few things.
And then blame Allard.
Yeah, and then blame Allard. But, check the microphone, it's fine. But you can check the microphone before switching it on, if that makes sense. You know what I mean, Dominic.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So when we played the first jingle this morning, and you can hear this. I'm talking, but I can't hear anything. And it's the weirdest thing, because you've got soundproof headphones on and all that. It's all you can just feel yourself going... Nothing's coming out. I'm looking at Dave going, speak. And Dave's going...
At that point, we knew we had a problem, Dom.
Yeah. Although the text message is coming in, great show this morning, lads. Best you've ever sounded.
The Chris Moyle Show.
It's just cheeky, isn't it?
National Radio 1.
Dave, the planets are a little bit strenuous on you, honey.
Strenuous on you, honey.
Thank you, Russell.
Thank you, Dominic and Kerry. You can come downstairs now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, this is Russell Grant here.
Oh, lovely.
Dave, the planets are a little bit strenuous on you, honey.
Yeah. I've got to say, so are those pants. All right, Russell, calm down.
7 minutes past 7. We're off and running on Radio 1.
Dave.
Hello.
Oh, that's all right, I'm only joking. Coldplay and Fix You on Radio 1. Hi, good morning. Apparently it's raining a lot around the UK.
Is it?
Yeah, this morning. I hate the rain. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Dance while the record spin. The rain gives me the blues.
Does it?
Yeah. Just, you know, it gives me the blues. Mm. I sent it to a big fat man sitting on a porch, you know, singing a song.
If you could play the guitar.
Yeah, exactly. I could play the guitar and I was black and a bit older, I'd be B.B. King.
Hmm. You need a better voice as well.
Well, yeah. Everybody's texting and telling me it's raining. Brilliant.
Everyone's also texting saying it's Alad's fault. Everything's Alad's fault this morning.
It's always Alad's fault.
Jim overslept this morning because of Alad.
Alad's meant to wake you up.
Danny the driver, his lorry wasn't loaded because of Alad.
My car won't start, I'm blaming Alad.
Ben in Dartford, my bus has broken down.
My computer doesn't work, I blame Alad, and Alad's spelt wrong.
This is the interesting thing, actually, I think that Alad is quite an easy name to spell, but people consistently get it wrong. And there's two here.
Well, it's Al and Ed, Alad.
A-L-E-D, A-L-E-D, Alad. Alad.
Al, your mate Al, short for Alan, A-L, Ed.
But the fella whose computer doesn't work has spelled it Allied, like the carpet. Yep. And then the most interesting one is Danny the driver, whose lorry wasn't loaded, has spelled it Eyelid.
Well, what we've got is, right, out of a few text messages, you've got Eyelid, you've got Allied, A-L-L-Y-D, you've got A-L-I-E-D, and you've got A-L-L-I-E-D. What the hell's going on? Eyelid, though, is definitely wrong. Mm. I'll tell you that for a start.
An Allied.
Not even in Welsh do you spell it like eyelid. I watched a little bit of the football last night, but I went out for dinner instead. Me and my lady went for something to eat.
Did you?
Yeah,
it's nice.
Saw the Wayne Rooney thing on the news afterwards when I got in. Mm-hmm. Anger management.
Totally justified turning off.
Anger management, he's got to have anger management. You know?
Which is stupid, wasn't it?
And did you see Vieira sending off? He got sent off.
Second yellow, wasn't it? Yeah. I tell you what, actually, in defence of Van Persie, is what shouldn't have been a straight red.
No. Yeah. He was going for the ball. Yeah. Although, did you see the fella's forehead afterwards?
Oh, no, he clattered him.
Oh, clattered him?
I know, he did.
He'd had open forehead surgery.
He did clatter him, but the thing is, when you look back at the replay, Van Persie never at one point actually looks towards the player to do him, if you like. He's looking at the ball.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Wayne Rooney, anger management. Wayne Rooney, he needs... Do you know that's what he needs? We need to get some relaxation tips for him. We'll get Paul McKenna in. Mm. Okay, Wayne, breathe deeply, close your eyes, and imagine, actually, Rooney he'd do his head in.
Chin him.
Don't kick me in the mouth. I really like the fact that many people are texting in what the weather's like where they live. Thanks very much. It's not raining in St. Austell, says Steve and Gareth. The sun is shining in Aberdeenshire. It's a lovely day, says Debs. However, it is raining in Stafford, and somebody blames you, Rachel, for that. They're not blaming Alad. They're saying the rain in Stafford is your fault.
No, nothing to do with me.
Right.
If it was my fault, it's probably because it's Alad's fault.
Someone on here is saying I'm pregnant and it's Alad's fault. I don't think so.
Poor Alad, he's not even here yet.
How many people do you reckon listen to the show at this time of the morning wearing pyjamas?
I would say about 60%.
Do you wear pyjamas?
No.
Do you, Rachel?
No.
What do you
not
wear?
Well, only in the winter.
What do you wear in bed?
Depends.
Oh, here we go.
Sometimes a t-shirt. Right. Sometimes my pyjamas if it's really cold.
You wear a t-shirt and knickers?
Chris, yes, I do.
No, but I'm
just... No, I thought you might just wear a t-shirt and nothing.
I sleep in the nuddy.
Do you?
I go to bed in box shorts and then they're normally gone because I get too hot.
Right.
You know, so strip them off.
What? They're that
them,
hot?
Peel them gently down. Have you ever seen me in just a pair of pants? I'm sizzling, Rach. Mm. You know, I even get myself excited.
It's okay. Early.
Every so often I catch a glimpse of myself, you know, in the mirror I've got above the bed on the ceiling. And I'm going, looking good, you know? I nicked it from Blackpool, from the, you know, the Pleasure Beach with their mirrors. I look tiny on it. A couple of mates got them taken out in the middle of the night. The mirror. So what do you wear?
I just wear boxer shorts.
Well, that's what I mean. I wonder how many people genuinely wear pyjamas.
Sometimes if I'm cold, I might wear a T-shirt as well, but normally just boxer shorts.
I'd say pyjamas are more of a winter. People are probably starting to move back into pyjamas.
I'd like to see a picture of our listeners in their pyjamas. Not T-shirt and, you know, and pants. No, just but proper pyjamas. Have you got proper pyjamas?
Girls tend to like pyjamas, don't they?
It's kind of like you wear pyjamas when you're younger. And then you go through a phase of not wearing anything. And then as you get a bit older, you kind of fancy pyjamas again.
Emma wears pyjamas all the time, or just the pyjama bottoms.
Right.
And then, like, I think it's a sort of girly thing. When she comes home from work, she puts pyjama bottoms on. Because they're more comfy, apparently.
Every day when I come home from work, do you want a little insight into my life? I take my trousers off.
Do you?
Yeah.
And you walk around in your underpants.
I walk around in my underpants. But the weird thing is, if I'm not doing anything now and I'm not paying attention, I go home and because it's quite warm in my flat, even in the winter. So I get in, I kick my trainers off, I take my jeans off, and I kind of potter around the flat. And it's a bit worrying sometimes when you forget and the door goes and you answer the door and I'm wearing a shirt, a pair of boxer shorts and some socks.
Well, you were like that the other day when we came out for that barbecue and you greeted us in just your underpants and it almost looked like it was some kind of specialist do.
Can I just also clear this up? It's not underpants. I don't wear underpants.
Or your boxer shorts.
Boxer shorts. There is a difference.
Undergarments, but you were dressed in your boxer shorts.
Yeah, but I look good.
Which was unsavoury.
No, it wasn't unsavoury. They look like shorts. They probably look like your new running shorts, which you still probably haven't road tested yet.
Ah. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
I road tested my new running shorts yesterday, and they currently have 11 miles on the clock.
Wow! You did 11 miles yesterday? How was that?
Tough.
And how do you feel today?
Stiff.
Tomorrow you'll feel worse.
I actually, though, my legs aren't as bad as they have been.
You should go for a swim today.
Because I did stretch yesterday after the thing in the park. I was looking like a proper runner.
11 miles yesterday?
11.2, if you want to be precise.
What, around the park?
Four times round.
Oh, see, now, how do you do... That's boring. How do you
it
do
It is
that?
Boring.
See, when you do the Great North Run, that'll be so much more interesting.
Yeah.
And will be so much easier to run, because you're not going round and round and round and round. And how long did that take you?
About 2 hours.
It's all right, man. That's not a bad time.
But the thing is, you know, I was plodding a lot at the end.
Sure.
I was, you know, little over walking pace, really, but I was still running.
Listen, no, whatever you can do. I mean, granted, when I did the Great North Run, I did it in under 2 hours, that's 13.1 miles. It's an extra 2 miles.
I don't care.
But I'm just saying.
Can we clear something up quickly?
Go on.
None of us, I don't think any of us are going to reach your time, Chris.
I know.
So don't worry.
It must be a bit embarrassing for you,
I think you should be proud that we're all actually doing it, rather than it's not a competition.
Well, you know,
Thank you.
You say that, but... It's not just the taking part, it's also the getting under 2 hours, that I've always said.
I'm looking at 2.5 at the moment. I'd be happy with that.
I think it'll take me...
I'll tell you what, I'll do it next year.
Okay.
But you know what, even if I train from now till next year, I still wouldn't do it in under 2 hours. I know I wouldn't.
I suspect I'll never run again after this.
That's what I think.
I'm already booked in for a race.
When I did the Great North Run, by the way, I did 1 hour 57. I was absolutely delighted with myself. Over the moon. I couldn't walk for a week. And within, by Christmas, I'd put on a stone. Enjoy it, everybody. One wake up with
Moyles. Get home with Mills. Me and Chappers are still trying to get on a Crime Watch reconstruction. We called them again yesterday.
He's very good, though.
Listen. Imagine me with a sawn-off shotgun, right? Tights over my head. Get down on the floor! What do you think? We are not on the one tonight on BBC One, but we hope to be on the next one. Tonight, we've got your call from 5 o'clock, and we're helping more first-year students make new friends.
Wake up with Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
From 4, Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
For those of you who listen to the first bit of the show only, and you don't... You can always listen again, by the way. If you only hear between 7 and 8, when you get to work... About 10:30, something like that, they put listen again on the website, and you can listen again, just forward through the first day you've heard, then you get to listen, you know, when you're bored at work, to the rest of the show. You know, it's the best thing to do.
It's the future.
And, yesterday we were talking about the Great North Run, and our brand new friend of the show had left us a message.
Hi, this is Russell Grant here.
Wow! Basically, Russell phoned up. As you know, Russell used to be an astrologer on Breakfast Telly and all that.
He still is an astrologer, isn't he? Yeah. Or astronomer, whatever it is.
Astronomer, yes.
Which one? Patrick Moore's one and Russell Grant's the other, and I always get them mixed up.
Astrology
is the star signs, and astronomy is planets and
Astronomy is real
stars.
That's right.
Telescopes.
And Heat magazine is different stars. Mm. Like celebrities and all that.
Justin Topa's an astronomer as well. Astrologer, rather.
Just, I wouldn't bother. Mm. Anyway, in case you missed it, Russell gave his astro predictions for Dave, Rachel, Carrie and Dominic. And this is what they ended up as.
A little bit of cosmic guidance here for the gang. Well, Rachel, make sure you take in plenty of water, darling. There's moon in Aries. And you are in Aries, and the moon is very liquid, so take plenty of it. Mm. Comedy Dave, the planets are a little bit strenuous on you, honey, so I would really suggest that you take it easy and don't try to run before you can walk, or you'll fall over. Carrie, that moon is being a little bit desperate towards you, so don't burst into tears if you don't come first. You'll do well, even if you come in last, just as long as you complete the course. And Dom, dear Dom, Scorpio of this parish, you have wonderful stars around you now, but the most important thing is, don't be too serious about it.
No, don't be too serious. See, as I said before, as I said before, I've never really, I don't really believe in all that star sign rubbish, that a star sign can predict your personality and all that. I've always thought that was just a load of old bunkum. Mind you, after saying that, I am Pisces, I would say that, wouldn't I? Paul has texted, I wear PJs around the house, but in bed, I take them off. It's just a lot more comfy wearing nothing. Clothes just get caught up and feel uncomfy. Love, Paula J.
Wear tracksuit bottoms in the house instead of PJs.
Yeah.
Hmm. Makes me feel more sporty.
Good. Can you play a track by Real Big Fish? I'm going to see them at the Carling Academy in Birmingham tomorrow, says Kitty. And that's from Kitty Cat. Do you know, I was going through my record collection home over the weekend and I found Celebrate. That's an emotional fish, isn't it? Real Big Fish were, the other ones, I'm on my own again, aren't I? You don't know what I'm on.
An emotional fish were brilliant.
That was Celebrate, yes.
Yeah.
You haven't showcased us any of this muck that you brought back from your bedroom.
It's not muck. I was going to wait till Friday morning because that's when we did it with Scott last week, so I was going to do it again.
Bring your emotional fish out on Friday.
Mm. He's a bit shy. Hi, Chris. Tell Wayne Rooney that he can come on one of our anger management programs so he can last 90 minutes. Or you can take our anger test at, and they've given us the following website, which I've had a look at, and it's the Irish Association of Anger Management. And I just thought, this is going to be a joke, isn't it? Do you feel angry? Do you feel stressed? Yeah. Doesn't matter what the answer is. Have a Guinness. Just go to the pub. Chill out. But no, there's an anger test, and I'll test you all in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or maybe just one of you. Who's the angriest person here?
Me, probably.
Yeah, Rachel. We'll test her. But you've got to answer honestly, Rach.
Okay.
That's question three. There'll be a fight. We will play Alien Ant Farm. You remember they did that Smooth Criminal cover, the Michael Jackson track. It's very good. We'll play it in a second after some news. It's just gone 7:31.
And golf's World Match Play gets underway at Wentworth this morning. The world's top four players are all missing this year, but US Open champion Michael Campbell and Monty are among the 16 competing for £1 million.
I don't watch.
What?
I'm among the 16 competing.
Among, yes.
I'm among the 16 competing.
And the weather.
That's the sports, and now he's the winner. Nice to see you, nice.
Very wet.
Do you know who does a... What?
What? Sorry? I was reading the weather.
Brucey, very wet?
Very wet.
Is it, right, okay. You know who does a very good Brucey?
Who?
Vernon Kay.
Does he?
Yeah, because they're friends. They're Sean's pals.
And he does all the movements as well. It's not just a voice thing.
Does he?
Yeah, he has all the actions.
Vernon. Now, Vernon.
Mannerisms, Dave.
You what?
Mannerisms.
Here they are.
What did I say?
They're so appealing. Okay, dollies, do your dealing.
I still love that programme.
Oh, that's great.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Brilliant. Very wet for many places this morning. It will brighten up later, though, in the south and the east. Beep, beep, one more travel. It's the A6094 in Midlothian this morning. The road is closed both ways. That's at the B6372 junction. It's all because of resurfacing work. When they have resurfaced it, it should be fine. Beep, beep, one road travel. 7:35 now.
You always forget to pause.
I know. Where's technical?
You always forget.
It's hard enough giving factual information out without having to pause before the music does.
You know, you're rubbish.
Ding, 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 ding. Whatever it does.
It goes bling, like that.
Don't throw your eyes up to the ceiling, Rach. It's hard.
Sounds awful.
Sounds awful! Oh, the irony. So this guy sent us an email with an anger management test on it. Now, this may or may not work because I'm using a cordless mouse,
right,
on the computer.
Right.
And it's running out of batteries. So I keep having to reset it every 10 seconds. But we'll give it a whirl, shall we?
Mm.
All right, Rachel, you're going to answer the questions. Okay. I want Dominic, Carrie and Dave to be the judges, and myself, of course.
I liked it.
Are you relaxed?
As always, at 7:36 in the morning.
Do you ever feel frustrated or disappointed about situations, but don't ever get angry?
Yes.
Anyone disagree with that?
That's all right.
Okay. I do get angry.
I do get angry sometimes, but not all the time.
Okay, so yes or no? Do you hold grudges, Rachel?
No.
Yes.
I don't.
Oh, you do.
I do not hold grudges.
You do.
I don't see the point of holding grudges.
So you say no?
No, I don't.
Does anyone disagree? I disagree.
I don't hold grudges.
I think you do.
I Carrie? Do not. You just learn the information and move on.
I haven't been on the end of a grudge as yet.
No. I'm going to write down some names of people in the building. Okay, and...
What, past and present?
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, but are these grudges? Are these things that people have done things to me, or...?
Okay. Just three names of three random people in the building, okay?
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yes, I do.
No further questions.
Next question.
I've moved on from all those.
No, please, we've moved on now to question three. Mm. Do you avoid conflict at the expense of clear communication? And note the word clear before you answer.
No.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, you don't. That's a no. Do you find yourself exploding with anger and regretting it later?
Yes.
Do you feel irritated, aggravated, or impatient for no apparent reason?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's always a reason.
Mm.
I say yes.
There's always a reason.
There's even a reason to you, Rach, to us, we're baffled.
Even this quiz is making you angry.
Do you suppress your feelings because you're... quiet, please, in the examination room.
Sorry.
Mm. Do you suppress your feelings because you're afraid they may jeopardise your job or relationship?
No.
You're pretty much out there, it's fair to say.
Yeah. Let's take that as a no, then. Do you have a tendency to criticise others? Yes.
No.
Oh,
what? Oh, yes.
Come on.
Oh, yes.
You make me look like a saint some days.
I'm just honest.
Do you get upset with others who disagree with you?
Definitely not.
Anybody like to...
I'd say yes than no.
Yeah, I'd say yes.
For that one.
Yeah.
Shut up, Dom.
Do you take your anger out on someone other than the person you're angry with? Before you answer this, think of your relationship with Allard.
No, I usually just take it out on that person.
Or sometimes me first thing in the morning.
Do you take your anger out on someone other than the person you're angry with? Yes or no, yes. Rachel? Be honest.
During these questions, you told me to shut up already. We're only on question seven.
Finally, Rachel, and that's the big one. Does your anger hurt the ones you love?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, you say yes.
Are you hurt, Dom?
A little bit now, yeah.
Do you love Dom? Well, I love you all.
God.
Not like that.
So nauseous. You have taken the anger test. This is what we think of you. And we shall reveal the results in just a few moments' time.
The battery gone in the mouse.
I'm turning into a radio... Yes, it has. Yeah, I'll fix it now.
Sha-la-la-la-la, dooby-dooby-doo. La-la-la-la-la-la-la, dooby-dooby-doo. Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, shooby-dooby-doo-doo. La-la-la-la-la-la-la, shooby-dooby-doo-doo.
Right, this Alien Ant Farm classic coming up, then the new Kanye West.
The Chris Moyle Show.
22-8 on Radio 1, let's go!
National Radio.
Kanye West and Gold Digger featuring Jamie Foxx, Zane Lowe was on the air last night, revealed that Kanye West is to perform a special one-off gig for Radio 1 next week.
Wow.
Next Wednesday night, live from the famous Abbey Road Studios in London. I love this. Brackets, where the Beatles recorded most of their best work.
For stupid people.
Who wrote that? That's great.
Not me.
Because you know the rubbish stuff? Mm. They didn't do it at Abbey Road. They used a different studio down the road.
Well, they did use other studios, but Beatles did, didn't they?
It is without doubt going to be one of the shows of the year. There's even talk of a 16-piece orchestra performing especially for Kanye on the night. What, for him?
With him, I think.
You know?
As an accompaniment.
Well, you'd say, well, and there wouldn't be talk of it. He's either got an orchestra there or not. Do you know what I mean? Turned up and there's no one there.
Well, he booked the orchestra, haven't they? All 16 of them.
So in between songs, there he goes, play for me. And they just play.
Do like Four Seasons and stuff.
Yeah. Vivaldi.
Vivaldi. And that.
That's Vivaldi did Four Seasons.
Yeah.
If you want to go, you can win tickets to see it. All stats from Trevor Nelson and Tim Westwood this weekend, plus a chance to win in the daytime and on Zane's show this week. And I think you can get tickets online, can't you?
Yep.
Thank you.
Hey, and don't forget, if you don't get tickets, you can hear the whole gig exclusively live with Zane next Wednesday.
Oh, you're so good.
All boxes ticked.
That so Westwood,
done.
Thank Westwood
you.
And Trevor Nelson, the Chelsea fan, Trevor Nelson, that is, the weekend, and then be listening to daytime show with our tickets giveaway as well.
Mega.
Right, this coming up after 8 o'clock this morning.
Hello, this is Anna Friel, and find out if I say yes or no to celebrity hide and seek.
There you go, that's right. We couldn't be bothered to write any questions for Anna Friel and Dominic Byrne for yesterday. So we just wheel out the old celebrity hide and seek question, which, let's be honest, all of us have left behind already. That's still its question. Before the news, Rachel did her anger management test. Just to recap on some of the questions that we did. Do you ever take your anger out on other people? Yes. Does your anger hurt the ones you love? Yes.
You're making me sound like I'm a really nasty
person. Well, listen, the only thing I can compare it to is I did it before I did it on the air to you, and I genuinely, hand on heart, answered as honest as possible. There were no sometimes options in there, so I'd go for yes.
Okay.
You know, I was honest. It said, you are fine, you're fine, rational, upstanding pillar of the community.
Liar.
No, honestly, it said you do not have any anger management
problems. Don't believe that.
Rachel's true. Concerned that she's being portrayed in a bad light. However, there's a text message saying that when you get angry, you sound more sexy. Granted, it's only one text message, but a text message nonetheless.
Rachel, this is what they think of you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Your anger is out of control.
Excellent.
And you are ruled by your emotions. You could lose everything to your anger. Your relationship, family, job, health and freedom. Brackets, your anger could put you into jail. Well, we live in hope. Take control now before someone else does. Contact us now. And this is the Irish Association of Anger Management.
I don't think I'm that bad.
Well, listen, see, now you're arguing against the test results.
I'm not arguing.
But you have to bear in mind, though, anybody offering an anger management course is also trying to drum up business.
Well,
rather get you through the door, they charge you. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's got a problem if they're deciding.
So you're saying now that they, you know, well...
Well, that's what they do, don't they?
Dave, do you ever feel...
Work on commission.
Dave, do you ever feel frustrated or disappointed about situations, but don't ever get angry?
No.
Do you hold grudges?
Yes.
Do you avoid conflict at the expense of clear communication?
No.
Do you find yourself exploding with anger and regretting it later? Be honest.
Yes.
Do you?
Sometimes.
Do you feel irritated, aggravated, or impatient for no apparent reason?
Yep.
Do you suppress your feelings because you're afraid they may jeopardise your job or your relationship?
At times.
So, okay, yes.
Yes.
Do you have a tendency to criticise others?
Yes.
Do you get upset when others disagree with you?
Yes.
Do you take your anger out on someone other than the person you're angry with?
No, not normally.
Does your anger hurt the ones you love?
Yes.
Okay, test me. Hi. Anger, either passive or and explosive, is damaging your life and those who love or care for you. Your health, relationships and job are at risk due to your anger. Don't put off seeking help to tomorrow. Take action now.
Enroll now for only $99.99.
So bizarrely, I'm the most rational one out of the three of us.
You haven't done the test yet.
I did the test.
Oh, I don't believe
it. All right, I'll do it now. Okay?
Go on then.
All right, anger test. Do you ever feel frustrated or disappointed about situations, but don't ever get angry? Yes. The times when I don't get angry, I get disappointed.
Yeah, but so do I.
Hang on a sec. Look, this
and
is...
And I answered yes to that one.
Oi, mouth. This is my test. And I'm going to answer yes, right? If the mouse works. Do you hold grudges? Absolutely. Do you avoid conflict at the expense of clear communication? Yes, I do.
Do you find yourself exploding with anger and regretting it later? Yes, I also do. Do you feel irritated, aggravated, or impatient for no apparent reason? Absolutely. Do you suppress your feelings because you're afraid they may jeopardize your job or relationship? Yes. Do you have a tendency to criticize others? No.
You liar!
I've already clicked yes, don't
you
worry.
You liar!
Do you get upset when others disagree with you? No.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
All right, yes. Do you take your anger out on someone other than the person you're angry with? Yes. Yeah. Does your anger hurt the ones you love? Yes.
See, we're all answering the same.
Now, look. You are feeling totally calm and relaxed. You have no anger or irritation at any level. Anger is not a problem for you. Thank you.
But if you wanted help, enroll now for $99.99.
No, it doesn't say that. No, that's what it says. It says I'm feeling totally calm and relaxed. Right. I have no anger or irritation at any level. That's not slightly true. I have Rachel just slightly to the right of me.
Oh, I so knew that was coming.
Right, so there you go. That is the test. I am in the clear, and you guys are Wayne Rooney's. Whereas I am the Gary Lineker of the show. I get a lucrative
crisp deal.
Yeah. And you'll, I don't know what you'll end up with.
Morning, Gary, if you're listening.
He won't be listening.
No, we just did out.
Morning, anyway.
Many people texted in saying, obviously, there's a problem with that test, Chris, because you're the angriest man in the world. How dare you? You know. Somebody also texted in saying, Wayne Rooney should be the new slang for loony.
Possibly.
You're all right, Wayne Rooney. What? I don't sleep with grannies? No. Oh, I didn't mean that, of course. You know, earlier I was saying I'd like to see pictures of people listening in their pyjamas. Mm. We have a new Keep the Legal People Happy way of sending photos in. We had to make it clear that photos go online or may go online, and we must have the permission of everyone in the photo. I don't want one person in their pyjamas. I don't want a group of people. Mm. Some people are just having a sleepover. That's just ridiculous. I'm not asking for that, am I? Doctor, I've got this. Start that again. You send it. Oh, do you know, I can't be bothered because it'll take 24 hours for us to get them, won't they?
Go on, read it out.
I can't be bothered.
Give it here.
Because we can't see them, can we? They go upstairs and we won't get them till tomorrow. What's the
point? I thought they came straight through to us here.
I'll just send them to us. Chris.Moyles@bbc.co.uk on the email, please. You can send from your phone as well. Chris.Moyles@bbc.co.uk. Well, I must make it clear that photos may go online and I must have the permission of everyone in the photo. Thank you. Cheers. We get some babes now, Dave. Rock on. Don't you have me, Dr. B? Dr. B? When I was home at the weekend and I picked up a load of my old vinyl, was there a Miami Sound Machine record in there? Was there a Gloria Estefan track in there?
Yeah.
There were several, let me tell you. And I brought one back, so we might get it on the air Friday morning. I'm planning on doing an hour of songs from my bedroom between 9 and 10.
An hour?
Yep. But what we'll do is, I've brought like 50 records or something down.
I'm not concerned about the quantity.
We put them on, and then if you like them, we vote, you know, and then we play all of it. If not, we'll take it off. Because there's loads. There's everything in there. Such a choice of Miami Sound Machine tracks. I'll stay away from you. Anything for you. Dr. B.
Perhaps we'll do a 25.
Get you.
We'll do a 25-minute news at 9:30 or something like that.
No, there's no need for that, Dom. It's just rude. Cheek, that is. I'd be pleased to know we've had two photos been sent in, which is nice. Oh, blimey, she's all right. This looks like it could be a very interesting feature, Dave.
More, please.
Yeah. We would like you to send us your photos of you in your pyjamas. If you're in your pyjamas right now, hit your camera phone, take a picture, and then email it to us, chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. But we must have your permission, because we might put the photos online. Legal, legal, legal. Right? Good. chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. It's 8:02.
And Golf's World Match Play starts at Wentworth this morning. There's a 16-strong field chasing the first prize of £1 million.
Oh, come on. Whoosh, whoosh, yesterday's weather, with Dominic Byrne. Calm.
Okay.
Relaxed.
Winter's on the
way. Get on with it!
Okay, winter's on the way, but it wasn't a bad day really yesterday. Northolt, 25 degrees. Very nice there. Cromer was great too. 10.4 hours of sunshine. Wow. And if you're wondering how many hours of sunshine your town gets today...
I wonder how many hours...
Yeah, well, you never know. It may get a mention tomorrow on Yesterday's Weather.
Whoosh, whoosh, yesterday's weather. With Dominic Byrne.
6 minutes past eight now.
All right, so I'm doing the photos. People are sending photos of themselves in their pyjamas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. Rach, do you want to have a look at some of these?
Yeah.
Okay, so here is the first one. By the way, you can write some text as well, because a lot of them names not coming in, just photos. So there's a little sexy, cute girl there.
Yeah, she's not unattractive.
She's cute, isn't she? Her phone number is in 233. And she's T-Mobile. Thanks. All right.
Mm.
Rachel, there's one there.
Mm. That's a drawing.
Well, look, Dom and I are watching you from across the desk, and all I can see is the three of you going like that with your heads tilted to one side. I'm wondering what on earth that person's doing in that photo.
Someone's taking a shot of their boobs in the bra. Look at that, seriously.
See, it could be classed as nightwear.
It's like Duncan Goodhue and his brother trapped.
Mm.
Dom's running around to have a look.
I'm not running.
No, they look fake, don't they?
Yeah. She's Adam Dunn.
They're not real.
They're not real. 771. And the phone number ends in?
F.
What?
Carly in London, do you like my PJs? There you go, she looks like Nana Muscuri.
Mm.
Isn't she? Is it this one? There's a bloke in here that you're going to love, Rach. Oh, no. No,
that's
look,
not a bloke.
That's not a bloke. She's cute. She ends in 271. She's Vodafone. She's a cutie, isn't she? Mm. You think? In her little pyjamas. Wildcats top.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Is that Arizona? Is it Arizona Wildcats?
Don't know.
Something like that in Speed. Because Sandra Bullock, she's got a... You know what I mean? It's not just me. You ready? I think this is Nikki. There, lying on the bed there. So, no, it's tasteful.
Mm.
Right, here's the bloke. You ready? There you go. Look at that fella. Rage.
That's a chest wig.
Oh, look at her face. Is it bad, Rage?
No, Carrie.
It's a chest wig.
Oh, my God.
It's yellow.
That's bad.
What's that stuff you put on? Iodine.
Yeah.
He looks like he's got iodine all over him.
He's got a dark hairy chest, but blonde hair.
But it's also... Oh.
But he's lying in bed, listening to the show. He's taking a photograph of himself and he's sent it in, you know?
He's got that high ladies.
He's not just, though, is he? Oh, with PJs, that's just naked or something.
He's not naked, he's topless, but well, you know, it's not naked.
It's not nice, is it?
Someone sent us that as well. What do you make of that? Some girl in a dressing gown, but it's not closed properly.
That's just wrong.
That's all right. Though.
Seriously, look at that. It's basically a cleavage, but you could park a bus between those breasts.
Yeah.
You know? But it's nice to see that the older people are listening to the show. Do you know what I mean? Doesn't have to be all the young, perfect people.
What, is she a bit Easty-Westy?
Well...
We're not judging.
No.
Are we? We're just...
No, that's another ropey one. Let's put some of these online.
Just the best ones.
Sarah, I don't usually wear anything to work, but sometimes... Well, to work? You mean to bed? You know, I don't wear anything to work, but when I go to bed, I wear a uniform. It's bizarre. Oh, yeah, right, yeah, that's her. Look at that. Yeah, that's definitely her, Dave.
Let's have a look.
That's not her at all. Look at that.
Do you not think?
No.
She'd scare the living daylights out of
her. Big arms, isn't she?
Mm. Yeah.
Kickstart jumbos. Yeah.
She's got big legs as well. She could be like a professional glamour model and shot putter.
Kickboxer.
Do you know what I mean? Sarah, sorry, if you are real, I'd take it back. Send us another one. No, joking. But have you ever thought about shot putting? You know, the Olympics coming up.
Exactly.
Be brilliant. Do you know what I mean?
Change the image of shot putting.
You'd be an athlete and good looking. Kind of like, you know, Fatima Whitbread or Tessa Sanderson. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You have everything.
Yep.
She's got everything and then some. Should we move on?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, that's it. Don't send us any more. We'll do it again tomorrow, because otherwise we'll just clog the email full of let's be honest, munters in their underwear. Would you like? I really want to see. That's a feature for Scott Mills. He can do munters in their underwear. Right, Britney Spears next. It's 8:10.
We're live across the UK to Portugal and Spain. The signal goes around the world and then goes round again. To Ireland, France, Australia, and even to the States. So every morning all of us are international mates. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Hello, this is Anna Friel, and find out if I say yes or no to celebrity hide and seek.
We'll find out in 2 records time.
Every last second there of the brilliant sounds of the White Stripes. And, of course, he's singing about his doorbell. Mm. Speaking of which... You just had a photo of someone's doorbell, haven't you?
Can I just say that if your phone ends with the number...
When are you going to ring it?
If your phone number ends with 186, that is possibly the most unpleasant image I've ever seen. And really not what we're after.
I think people should stop doing
I know we say we're a broad church, but we're not as broad as that.
We do like... No, I won't say that.
What?
Nothing.
Shall I send it to Carrie?
No!
Yeah. Go on, for a laugh.
Oh, that'll wake her up.
I can't get involved.
No, don't.
No.
Dave, that's
actually, there's probably rules on that sort of thing.
Yeah. Just print it and show her.
Yeah, don't forward it to her email because it can be traced back to you.
Yeah. Well, it's got your name account? On it, though, isn't it? It's your account.
Oh, is it my account?
I do what I want.
Great, brilliant. Thanks very
send
much.
Send it to the boss.
No.
This will make you laugh. Love, Chris.
Let's meet up for a drink.
Don't show me any more stuff.
Anyway.
Should we talk Anna Friel?
However, you know, that Sarah girl who's sent one in, we haven't had another one back. So, you know, I was quite disappointed.
I think it's when we said she kick-started jumbos at Heathrow and she had big arms. Was it not her?
Oh, it was her. Yes, it was her.
Yeah. She may have been put off somewhat.
Oh, dear. Should we move on?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Right, let's talk about then this movie with Anna Friel.
It's called Goal.
Always believe in your soul.
No, Goal.
Oh, right,
Gold.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you're going to the premiere this tonight, Rachel.
I am, yes.
Well, you know.
I don't know why, they're obviously short on numbers.
Do you know what? You'll like it, Rachel. I saw it about 3 days ago and I liked it.
Excellent.
It's got everybody in it, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's really got some hilarious... I won't tell you who's in it because it will ruin it for you, but
sure.
It's hilarious cameo roles in it. I think everyone knows David Beckham's in it.
I didn't.
But, well, you do know. And there are three other very famous footballers in there as well. Watch out for them.
Marlon Harewood, is he in there?
No, he's not, unfortunately.
Paul Dalglish?
Carlton Palmer didn't make the final cut either. There's some really, really funny ones.
Paul Dalglish is in it.
He is in it, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, yes, he is
in it.
Yeah. But even more famous than him. You've got to think international footballers. Anyway, it's not hugely important.
Rui
Michael Costa? Ricketts?
No, and no.
Eric Bakker?
No.
Jan Mulby?
No. Think anyway.
Byron Stevenson?
He no.
He was an international?
No.
Really?
No.
Current player?
Yes.
It's not Bruce Grobbelaar, then?
No.
No. Longman?
Huge. I mean, you've got to think bigger than Longman.
Oh, huge. Jan
Peter
Mulby.
Crouch?
No. Okay, not physically. It's not important to the plot of the film.
Okay,
they appear.
Right,
you'll see them.
Fine,
stuff.
Fine.
It's about this guy from Mexico who lives in L.A., who's always dreamed of becoming a footballer, and he gets a trial at a big premiership club, Newcastle United.
Right.
Yeah. And then he goes there, and it's the whole story. It's brilliant.
So it's about a Mexican from L.A. who gets signed for Newcastle. So it's a believable movie.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And is he disappointed when he signs for Newcastle United that they're in the bottom three?
No, no, they don't mention that.
Right, okay.
They don't mention that.
Right,
and it's a German...
Do they have many of the Newcastle players in it?
Yeah.
Right, all of them?
Again, more funny cameos.
Right, okay.
From all the actual first teams.
Souness in it?
No.
No, okay.
Shearer's in it?
Right, is he?
Yeah, Kieran Dyer's there.
Shearer is a brilliant actor. Do you remember that McDonald's advert?
Mm.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Really good. Yeah.
He does more acting work in this.
Well, he's very dynamic.
He is dynamic. Yeah. And Anna Friel,
who
I interviewed in a posh hotel along with Alid yesterday, who, incidentally, I must just say quickly, Alid came with me and was very excited at meeting Anna Friel for whatever reason. So I said, Anna, this is Alid. And she went, hi, Alex. How are you? And Alid did that thing of not correcting her first time. So all the way through, she was, and Alex, what do you think about
that? No, really?
Yeah, it's very good.
She's a big fan of our show then.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge, huge fan. Doesn't listen because she's busy doing film stuff.
What, so between 7 and 10 every morning?
Yeah.
She's doing a film?
Yes.
Right.
Right, so she plays a Geordie nurse in the film. She plays, like, you know, the sort of club nurse who looks after all the players and stuff. And has a bit of a thing with the main character in there.
What, the Mexican from L.A.? He signs for Newcastle United.
That's him. So, I thought, you know, I said, you know, I like the film. We did all that sort of stuff, like the film. Well done. Well done on that film. What was it like doing a Geordie accent? Do you have any tips for me? Because she's not a Geordie by
birth. No, she's
not.
She's from Rochdale, isn't she?
So, you know, Geordie accents, any tips for me?
Biker Grove, you know, Spuggy and all that.
Yeah.
I just kept going Spuggy.
Spuggy.
And, Spuggy, I don't know. What else should I do? Tizer.
Tizer?
Tizer. Spuggy. Spuggy, nice. There you go.
There's more to the film than that, obviously. It's worth saying if anyone's going to go and see the film.
Sorry,
you don't just say Spuggy.
You don't just say Spuggy, Spuggy, Spuggy.
Okay, nice. So
But to be fair, that would be a typical footballer's wife, you know. How do you feel that you know your man obviously playing for Newcastle United now? Spuggy, Gucci, Prada,
yeah,
Spuggy,
exactly.
Tizer,
so she's nice.
Appetizer.
She looks very well Spuggy. As well. She's just had a baby quite recently.
Yeah, she has. Congratulations, yeah, and she looks real.
Yeah, she looks very very well.
Did she send a love to me, by the way?
Nothing. The next question was. About, bear in mind that we're in Newcastle because she's doing a Geordie accent and stuff. I thought seamless switch from Newcastle to Newcastle would be the Great North Run, which happens in Newcastle.
Yeah.
She said when she was doing Brookside, she ran about 8 miles once.
Right.
So I thought that's good. We can get some tips from her. Do you have any tips for the Great North Run, Anna Friel?
Wear a Newcastle football top because in case you faint, you'll be picked up more quickly than if you're dressed as a chicken.
That's a beautiful tip, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very good tip, because if you look like you're a Newcastle football supporter, people will be sympathetic towards you.
Thank you very much. Did you do, for that 8 miles, did you do, like, lots of different sort of regimes and stuff? Exercise? Diet, that sort of stuff?
The pub is kind of a handy tip. Go to the, you know, pint glass, lift and up, get the biceps working. Yeah, also take a wheelbarrow, so one of you can push it and put the other one in it for times of exhaustion.
Okay. Yeah. So slightly drunk, pushing a wheelbarrow would be...
Yeah, and a big greasy fry-up as well, so when you're sick, the stick is nice and full and luscious.
That's lovely, and perfect for breakfast radio. What a lovely description. Fantastic.
What a classy lady.
Mm. She is.
I met her in the pub, that's where I met Anna Friel.
Did you?
Yeah.
She's nice, isn't she? She's normal.
She is a nice girl.
I like her. Okay, so that was kind of, you know, Geordie accent great, Great North Run great. The actual reason why I wanted to go meet Anna Friel was...
she's fit.
No, you gave me and you gave me the challenge however many weeks ago was to get as many celebs for celebrity hide and seek as possible. So far, I've come up with Louis Walsh and Paul Daniels, possibly.
Great.
Anna Friel now is a big Hollywood name. Yeah. She's huge in America.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be good
if
she did celebrity hide and seek?
Yeah. So, yourself and Alex.
Alex asked her, would you like to do celebrity hide and seek?
Why would one do that?
Which is not the best start to the answer.
So you know this is going. So, but in your head, this is a maybe. Even after those words, it's still a maybe.
It's still a maybe. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That's a great question and one I can't answer, to be honest with you. But it's, you know, great exposure. You know, if the film thing doesn't work out for you, you could always.
Mike, can I be honest?
Yeah.
It's not a great idea.
Seriously? Would you not like to watch the likes of Floella Benjamin trying to find Keith Chegwin?
Oh, actually, that's quite appealing. Yeah, but if it's for radio, you can't see it.
No, I haven't explained properly. It's a radio idea that we're going to do on television.
Oh, okay. Have you
Bravo or Challenge?
You haven't got it commissioned yet?
Not really. I mean, we haven't got anyone...
I think a better idea is to just hide the celebrity, find out the celebrities people don't like and keep them hidden and don't seek them.
Indefinitely?
Yes.
Okay, good. Perhaps we'll try that. That's lovely. Thank you very much. So you never know. I mean, I'd say that's a possible.
I'd say that's a maybe because she said no, but then the Floella Benjamin line, it swung it for
that
her.
That got her, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was very nice.
She's nice. She should have come into the show. She might have actually enjoyed meeting Alex again.
She would. Hi, Alex. How are you?
And Rowetta, our producer.
Yeah.
And Comedy Dan.
And good morning.
I'm Jim Moyles.
You know, we get all those Hollywood big names to do, hi, I'm Uma Thurman, all that sort of stuff. Well, we got Anna Friel.
Hello, this is Anna Friel.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got her to do that. I'd just like to get a few drops, if that's okay, for the Chris Moyles show, because you listen every day.
Yeah.
Hi, this is obviously your name. Hi, this is Anna Friel, whenever I'm in the UK. I love listening to the Chris Moyles show.
Hi, this is Keith Chegwin, and I love listening to Radio 1 and the Chris Moyles show. Hello, this is Anna Friel, and I like listening to Chris Moyles and Radio 1.
I'm not feeling any love for Anna Friel at all.
There was love there.
Seriously, what's wrong with her, the Mardy cow?
She wasn't Mardy at all, seriously.
And she didn't even say hello. We've met. You know, in a pub.
She didn't say that, I must admit.
She never said that. No. She said, oh, Chris Moyles, I've met him.
No, she didn't say
that. I've met him before. We had a chat.
She didn't say that, no.
I think I met her grandmother.
What?
I'm sure she was in the pub with her grandmother.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you'd think you'd remember
maybe
that.
Maybe this is just a bad dream, but no.
Were you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk.
Are you sure Anna Fru
and her
grandmother?
I'll tell you what the story was, right? I'd just scarpered from Cox's house, because I was going to Cox's house for a drink, and one of her mates has got a bit drunk, and tried to pin me up against the wall, and because she was freaking me out a little bit, and I went, I'm going to go. And she pinned me up against the wall. Don't leave, I think you're really lovely. I think you're really lovely. At which point I went, I'm going now. And I legged it, just as Coxie was coming back, going, what's going on? I went, you'll make some nutter, I'm going. And I went straight from there into the pub, and Anna Friel was there. Weird. And her opening words were, I need a word with you. I went, not now, Friel. Honestly, it's a bad time. I'm just, a nutter's just had me in Sarah Cox's garden. I'm not, and she went, okay. But let me have, and then I chatted to her later, and we got on great. You know, and I can't believe she doesn't remember that story.
She didn't mention it.
She probably meets loads of famous people.
Anyway, tell us what the film's like tomorrow when you go and see it, Rach. You going to see tonight?
I will do.
Anna Friel, everybody. Blowing from
either direction. Hello, this is Anna Friel. Blowing across the yard, it's crisp and
it's cool. The dogs like it as they sit around in the sun. I believe she denied me. Denied knowing me. Remain under a tree. The wind gusts up. She probably denied me as well. Defo. Dave, I need to show you some more pictures. This Sarah girl, Sarah's sending more photos.
She's the one that emailed in first.
Yeah, the one the, yeah.
Let's have a look.
The final for you. Okay, you here?
Yeah,
come
on
in, all right. This is, that was the photo she sent of her stood in the kind of doorway wearing a little black negligee thing, and we said she's got arms like a shot putter.
It's like a gladiator.
And big legs, right? She's sending another one, okay? Saying, do you really think I've got arms that big? Please don't take the mickey too much.
Okay.
All right, let's put two kisses on there. There's three photos. Which one do you want to see? don't read out the names of them.
Really? Well, they're all interesting in a way. Shall I?
Dominic, where are you going? Are you coming around to have a look?
Yeah.
Which one?
Pink one, pink two, or bike?
Right. It's the outfit, and then there's one photo of her on a motorbike.
See. Right.
Yeah. So which one?
Pink one.
Pink one? Mm. All right. There you go.
Right. That's her in a pink.
Her arms look a bit smaller there.
Mm. Yeah. She's a very pretty girl. Pink two?
Be with you in a minute, Carrie.
Oh, we've got a picture for you as well in a second, by the way.
There you go.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, a little bit like Carrie. Rach, come here. Little bit like Carrie.
No.
Carrie's more petite,
Carrie,
I mean.
Yeah. Carrie looks better.
Well, you don't diss this girl. She looks all right. I think she looks a bit like Carrie.
Let's have a look,
no,
then.
No, you can have a look.
Isn't it time for the news?
The news can wait.
Let's have a look at the bike one.
And there's the one on the bike. But sadly, her top's fallen off.
Yeah.
But, and that's nowhere to... I'm no expert, but that's no way to ride a motorbike.
I tell you what, you're going to cause yourself damage on...
She's not even looking the right way. Do you know what I mean?
You fall off, that's going to smart, isn't
it? And Rachel, tell me as an expert. I'll just cover up the room. Pop socks? What would you call those?
Yeah, pop socks.
Yeah. Socks.
Carrie, you look left out. Would you like a picture?
Dave,
no, don't. Show it to her. Do you know what? Show it to her during her penultimate sport story.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
It's one for the ladies.
Yeah. Mm.
And Sarah, whatever your name is, I've got to be honest, we still just can't judge. We need, we need more, or, it's not enough, really. But I think she does look a bit like you, Kerry. Although you don't, you have smaller arms, okay? Although you do have, big legs. I was going to do the thighs line, but last time I said that, I swore, and accidentally, so I'm not going to attempt it again.
Are you saying I've got big thighs?
Nope. What, like a trucker? No.
Not at all.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
I remember that, you swore.
Crack walnuts, love. I'm messing with you, I tell you what, Dave, I'll make it up to you, I'll get Dave to put a nice picture on your screen on your penultimate sports story.
Mm-hmm.
Best of luck.
Yes.
Keeping that TV work after you crack up in a second. Are you doing any stuff this weekend? Any football this weekend? Are they sending you to another glamorous location?
No, because I'm going to Newcastle for the Great North Run, remember?
Oh, of course you are, yeah. We're going to ask you to do the Chelsea game as well. Still.
I know.
It's 8:34.
In Rugby Union's Celtic League, Cardiff got their first win of the season. They beat Clonethley 20 points to 16. And God, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. That person needs to seriously sort their lives out.
You all right, Carrie?
I'm fine. Fine. Last story. That's Dave getting out my face.
Oh.
The picture. The picture.
And golf's picture. World match play gets underway at Wentworth this morning.
Golf!
The world's top four players are all missing this year, but US Open champion Michael Kapel and Monty are among the 16 competing for £1 million.
Brilliant, very professional, well done.
And the weather, cloudy and wet for many places this morning. The heaviest rain is going to be in northern areas.
Do you find that picture a bit disturbing?
I'm mentally scarred.
Straight up.
Don't say that!
That's all right. Beep, beep, one more travel,
Dominic Byrne. It's the A6094 in Midlothian. The road is closed both ways at the B6372 junction, all because of some resurfacing work. When they have resurfaced the road, it should all be fine and dandy. Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic Byrne. Just coming up to 8:39 now.
I have a photograph to show Dave as punishment, right? Nobody else is allowed to see it, and I stress this, no one else is allowed to see the photo. Okay? This is for your own safety, Rachel. Move around the other side of the desk. Dave, come here.
He's got to show you something.
Okay, put it. By the way, the beautiful Nell McCandry is coming in to see us because she's doing the Great North Run at the weekend. She's going to come in and give you some advice.
And she's Rear of the Year.
She won Rear of the Year.
Yeah.
Well done, Nell.
Alad was the holder last year.
Alad and...
not of Nell's Rear.
Alex Best, wasn't it, last year?
So it's nice to see we've got some proper bottoms now. Mm. Okay.
So what's this picture you're going to show me?
This picture's been sent in. If your phone number ends in 805, you're banned from the show. Leave us alone. Don't ever send anything to us ever again. You ready, Dave?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, good luck.
Sick.
Good morning to the USA and thanks for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy our show and that it makes you grin. So please tell all your friends that our Chris Moyles is a loony. He's on the air on Sirius and looks just like George Clooney.
Do you want to see it?
No, you don't.
The Chris Moyles Show. Trust me. Now live across America, National Radio 1. Just say, we were getting cute little pictures of people in their little PJs and stuff waving at the camera.
That's grim.
Okay, please, and I really mean this, stop it now. The Stereophonics live in concert, Monday night, Slam Act Live, with Hugh and Bethan, Monday night. Make sure you are listening. It's all right,
be good,
it?
That.
It's growing.
Mm.
Stereophonics, that is, and Devil. The Chris Moyles Show. It's out on Monday. National Radio 1. So I've been talking to people this week who are doing the Great North Run, and Nell McAndrew's doing it, so we're going to bring her in because she's here.
Is she?
Yeah, she's going to walk in now. Look. Oh, it's Rachel. Oh, no, there she is.
Morning.
Hi, Nell.
Morning.
Morning, Dad.
You're right.
Very well, thank you.
Congratulations, by the way.
I want her. You
want to
see?
Yeah, go on.
Well, that's
very nice.
I can't see. I can't see.
Quite right as well, I think.
You've got quite a small bottom, haven't you, Nell?
It's small, pert and firm.
Nell won Rear of the Year.
You were saying yesterday that you'd like it to be bigger.
I would, actually, yeah. Since doing two London marathons, I have lost a bit of my bum.
Yeah.
So I'm just working on chunking it back up. I've been doing some squats and cycling this morning.
No, I'm burgers.
Already? Yeah.
You've been to the gym today?
Yeah.
You're weird.
The one that I used to see you in.
Yeah, but I kind of banned myself from that one, I think. Oh, no, was it that one?
Well, no, we fell out with the fella on the desk, didn't we?
Yeah,
well, we were never really members, in fairness. It's a long story. We used to kind of go in, and then he got a bit narked about it, so we just left.
So, stuff your gym!
Yeah.
I think it was something like that. But I've done that with a lot of gyms around here. Not paying to ride their bicycles. You know what I mean? We're celebrities. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what they need. I'm a great advert for anyone's gym, you know? But anyway, so how long did you do in the gym this morning?
Oh, just about 45 minutes, because I didn't want to be late for you.
Sure.
So I had to get up a bit earlier.
So what did you do this morning? Run us through you.
Just some
And by the way, can I just say to all the men listening, I've seen Nell in the gym, and honestly, she looks so fine, and not a bead of sweat.
I know, I was dripping.
No, you weren't.
I was drenched. I did cycling and... a bit of the cross trainer, and then I did some squats.
Wow.
And just some light weights for the upper body, just so that it really tones your shoulders and arms.
Let me ask a question, right? And this is not a load. I want an honest question, okay? Right? Because you're a very good-looking woman, and you've got a great body, and you're very fit. No, I'm not. You know, I'm not.
What do you want?
I'll do the coming on to you later thing, but not. You know, but you know. Are you ever aware, if you're ever at the gym and you're on the treadmill or something on the cross trainer, and another woman comes up to use the machine next to you and she's fat, right? Do you slow down just to not make her, so she doesn't feel so bad?
No, not at all. I'm just always in my, I've got my earphones on. I'm in my, just a world of my own. I just
because, but there's,
don't even think about it.
Because the rest of us, we've been to the gym and we've been on the treadmill and there's a bloke, you get some kind of Chippendale character come up to you with his big arms and he's like, and you stand there and you go, I don't want to run next to him. I look ridiculous. I look like a sack of spuds. So I wonder if it's the other way around. Do you ever go, oh, bless her, she's struggling. Look, I'll just, I won't go too fast. So,
oh, no. I always think it's just great to see people in there, you know, because sometimes you see people that are, sort of twice your age, and there's a lady actually who goes in the gym, and she does the splits and everything. She's fantastic. So I always think, no.
Is she old lady?
She's old, yeah, much older than me.
The old people shouldn't do the splits. That's just
she's
wrong.
She's fantastic, and it just shows, you know, it's great to see anybody in the gym. I think if you've taken the first steps to actually get there, then you know, good for you. Stick at it.
Hmm. So you in the gym every morning then?
No. I sort of break it up.
Just Sundays off.
Do a bit of boxing training with Jim McDonald.
Jim McDonald?
Yeah.
What, from Coronation Street?
Jail?
No, Jim McDonald.
Oh. Let's someone else. That was him, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. And
so could you knock someone out? Could you knock Dave out?
I've got a good hook.
Brilliant.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. So and I go to Peak Energy without everybody down in Acton.
I see. Yes. Free. She's giving him a plug. She gets it free. She didn't pay. This is what I mean. We should never have had a Barney with a guy on the desk.
Exactly.
Should have realised the potential.
So anyway, why aren't you doing the run?
I have a stress fracture. I can't run. I've been advised by my people that it would aggravate the stress fracture if I was to run 13 miles on it.
Well, I've got a plan for you because you can't do the Great North. Mm-hmm. In November, it's the Leeds Abbey Dash. It's only a 10K.
The Leeds what?
Leeds Abbey Dash.
Abbey Dash,
as you're
right,
always proud of Leeds.
Right.
And you're always, you know, you...
You've both been from Leeds, obviously.
That's it. Yeah. So
the king and queen of Leeds.
Thanks.
I can get you a place for that if you want.
When is it?
End of November, so you've got time to recover.
The end of November. We've got that thing, haven't we?
No.
Yeah, we've got that.
We haven't got anything then.
Were you really?
No.
Okay.
I think you could do that.
You should do that.
I'm taking time off from my training.
Huh?
If your foot gets better, you could do it.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it'd be a goal for you.
I do. I think it's a good challenge to get yourself fit.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
10K is only, what, 6 miles or something?
Yeah, six and a half miles.
Easy.
For charity.
Yeah.
It's for charity.
Mm. Have you done the Great North before?
No, I haven't. This is the first time. I've done the London Marathon and Reading Half Marathons and Leeds Abbey Dash and Spend 20 and what have you. But no, this is my first time, so I'm really looking forward to it, with it being the biggest half marathon in the world. And
does your man train? Is your man fit? Is he a bit of a gym person?
He does go to the gym, but he doesn't do all these runs.
Good. So he's normal.
Yeah, he just trains. Right. You know, sort of does an hour.
You're obsessed.
I am, but I love it. I enjoy it. Right. I'd love to train people. I think it's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
You could be my trainer.
I was going to say, yeah.
Right, for the Leeds Abbey Dash.
Well, just generally.
End of November.
Just generally. I could handle that.
Be a life coach.
I could handle three sessions a week with you.
I've got your DVD.
Have you?
Go on, I've got it. I've got a copy.
I don't know how you do those squats. Rach, it kills me.
Do what you were doing before. Go on, do what you did. She was doing the moves, before. Go on, do it.
No.
Come on, Rach. I want to see you. What is it?
No.
Come on, Rach. I'll do it with you.
It'll be just like watching Nell do it.
Go on.
It's far too embarrassing.
Go on.
No. Right, anyway, Great North Run.
What are these squats? Why would I do
this? Kind of
like that.
Well, you have to jog on the spot and do that, and then I was doing my squats. No, I don't think.
If you keep doing those squats, Dave, you'll win Rear of the Year next year.
Do you think?
Yeah. You know who won it this year? The male side, Will Young.
Will Young, yeah.
Yeah.
So you could be, you could be behind Will Young, following Will Young,
and following Aled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
do you want to see my award anyway?
Did you get an award for
it?
You really?
Yeah. Look at this.
Is it a bottom?
No, it's a crystal.
Wow,
it's nice. Let's have a look.
Wow, look at that.
Heavy as well.
Hey, it's proper crystal.
It is.
Nell McAndrew, Rear of the Year.
What does that say? Stitches. Who was Stitch?
The jeans.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Last year it was Matalan.
Was it?
Alan was gutted. As opposed to a pair of Matalan jeans.
I had a tin plate.
here he is. A tin plate?
Yeah.
Really? You see, I've got crystal all boxed up in this satin box.
Well, there you go.
Nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
So what do the judges do? They just perv over pictures of your ass for like a couple of months.
I've no idea.
Wow.
I've no idea.
We should get on that judging panel.
Yeah.
We're experts. We'd be brilliant on that. So do you have to pose in there and they take photos of your bum?
Yes.
You know, this some guy just came up with this idea. Why don't we just do, like, you know, left breast of the year? You know, because, you know, one's bigger than the other. Why don't we just do left breast of the year? Get it sponsored by, you know, Mr. Kipling, something like that.
His fondant fancies.
But exactly. The thing is, you know, like in beauty contests, where they have different categories and they have, like, swimwear and they have evening wear, do they take different photos of you in different stuff?
No.
You know, so, like, in jeans or shorts or no?
No, I just, you know, you just get told that you've won the award. Would you like to come and collect it on such a date? And that's it.
Wow.
It's quite an accolade. And you're proud of this?
Yeah, well, I think it should be the day that everybody's proud of the bottom.
Sure.
You know, everybody around the country can be proud of their bum on Rear of the Year Day, whatever shape or size.
I'm very happy with my rear.
You're quite happy with yours, aren't you?
I'm very happy with my rear. Because for a big man, I don't really have a big bum. Alan's bum is bigger than mine. You know, I think mine's quite perfect.
You're quite happy to show it as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm not bothered. It doesn't bother me. I'm very happy with my naked bum. I am.
Weren't we talking about the Great North Run?
Sure, that's right, yeah.
Yes.
What time are you hoping for at the weekend?
Well, I'm actually running it with my friend, Ali. Jim's also doing it, Jim McDonald.
Jim McDonald. Letting him out of jail for the day.
He'll be going for a super duper fast time because he's got a personal best of something like 119.
What?
Wow, 119?
Me and Ali's personal best is 127 at Reading.
Jeez, what the hell is that all about?
But this time we're actually just going to have a nice little chat, treat it as a training run and just enjoy.
Yeah, do 130.
Yeah, no, we're just going to really just chill out and jog it and...
No wonder you've got no backside left. If you're running 127...
If we need a toilet stop or anything, just doesn't matter. You know, normally you just don't want to... You just want to get to the end as fast as possible, but...
Wow. I'm looking at 2.5 at the moment.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, it's good time.
When you get your medal, you will feel like you've won the whole thing. You will. It's fantastic.
No, your arse will disappear by this time next year.
No, because I'm working on shorter runs.
Is it quite bony? Is your bum quite bony? Is it a bit...
Have a feel.
Well, you know, later. See, because mine's a proper bum. You can proper...
Squidgy.
You know, it's not too...
Not too squidgy,
but it's not too hard. I think it's bob on my backside.
Bob on.
Yeah, I
think bob on my backside.
Is it one of your favourite parts of your body?
Honestly, yeah, I've got to
say. You know, actually, on the whole grand scheme of things, it's probably one of the better bits.
Yeah, it is.
How do you know, Dave?
Well, you know, look at the rest of it.
Oh! How dare you? How dare you?
But anyway, the Great North Run, you see, is fantastic because it is the biggest half marathon in the world and because I'm going to be raising money for NCH Children's Charity and Cancer Research UK.
Good for you.
I love you. There you go.
Good for you.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? All the 50,000 runners raising...
And what's NCH? What's that?
It's the Children's Charity.
Right, okay.
Yes, so it's fantastic. The Sunday People have actually agreed to sponsor me.
Have they?
They're going to give £1,000 to each charity.
Good
and
them.
Then I've had different people donating sponsor money as well, so I'm really pleased.
We'll donate Allard.
If you finish it,
we'll give you Allard.
Oh, with that bottom?
Yeah.
Wow.
Seriously, his bum is a bit too squidgy.
It's not that bad.
Oh, it is.
It's
all
right,
you
need to firm it up a little bit, though.
Really?
Yeah. See, mine's so natural. I don't really do that much exercise with my bum.
You know, just sitting on it.
I'm mainly just sitting and then standing. I feel that's the appropriate exercise for my ass. Well, you laugh, but you watch. I'll be winning it next year.
Do you think?
Yeah. Well, it's sponsored by Mr. Kipling. I'll win Rears of the Year. I'll win both men and women. It's that big. Well, thank you for coming. Listen, good luck with the race.
Thank you. Well, I'm just going to enjoy
it.
It's
quite hilly.
I don't care. I like hills.
The thing is, though, if you've done the London Marathon, I don't think this is going to pose any problem to you.
No, it'll be fine. And I'm just going to take it steady, so it doesn't matter. I'm just going to enjoy it. And, you know, I've heard that there's so many people cheering you on that come out of the houses.
Yeah.
And so
it's a great atmosphere.
Yeah. Really and there's my sister and all the kids, Matthew, William and Sophie. They'll all be cheering me on. And
who's Ali that you're running with?
My friend Alison Tingle.
Right. Alison Tingle?
Yes.
Is she a northerner?
Well, actually, she is, although that she has lived down here for years and years.
Alison Tingle.
Originally,
I love that. And how is Alison's ass?
It's very, very toned and very pert.
All right, okay, cool.
Can I run with you?
Why don't you run behind her?
Yeah,
if you like.
That'd give me a great time.
Hey, do you know what? You could write on the back of your shorts, you know, come on, Dave. Yeah. You know,
how's my running?
Yeah. How's my ass?
How's my ass and that's the phone brilliant. Number?
You should do that.
Yeah, you should do it.
And then we can get everyone to take pictures of your ass as you're running by.
Yeah, I'll be right behind you. Me and Dominic.
Yeah, Dave, you'll be 2 hours behind her, let's be honest.
It's not that great when you're running from behind because it wobbles more, doesn't it?
Oh, really?
Girls understand what I'm talking about. Will you don't want people staring at your bum
mine
when you're
will
running.
Wobble a lot.
Now, listen, let me very very quickly ask you some personal questions, if you don't mind.
Go on.
Okay. Where do you stand on the Vaseline and nipple rub?
Well, you see, it's more for men.
Really?
Is it? Because women have got the sports bras on and they're different layers, whereas men have usually just got nothing.
Mm. Well,
naked nipple and then the vest.
It's bad.
And that's why it chaps.
It does. It does. And I'll tell you, by the way, the worst thing about it is when you shower afterwards, it stings so bad. If your nipples bleed,
now, here's a question for you, because I'm not an experienced runner.
I love my job, by the way. But I love having this conversation with Neil McAndrew about nipple rub.
Yesterday, I did my pre-run, of 11 miles, and I never had any kind of friction or any rubbing whatsoever. So, therefore, do I need to worry about plasters on the big day? Is the other 2 miles going to make a difference?
If you're wearing, if you've not had any blisters in the past, then if you've done 11, then no. You're obviously wearing the correct trainers and the correct socks. Well done, David.
Thank you very much.
He's very excited he has new shorts.
I have a road test of them yesterday.
Oh, you must
11.2 miles on the clock now.
It's good to put Vaseline under your arms, actually, sometimes, because that, that can
be a bit. Oh, really?
Right, okay.
But whatever happens...
I've never used Vaseline in anything.
It's good to have, just in case. Mm. And toilet paper's quite a good thing to carry around with you as well, and wet wipes, something like that.
Well, in case you go...
Just
please.
In case.
Really?
Please.
That's the essential thing to carry around in your little packet, your little bum bag or something.
Yeah, I can just see you with Vaseline under your arms, with your little bum bag, running to the Great North Run. Hi, everyone. Crouching down, Paula Reckless style. Sorry about that. Bye-bye. Brilliant. What an image.
Are there not loos on the course?
Oh, there are, but I mean, you know, what if it just happens in between? You see, it's all right for men. I'm thinking about, as you know, you can have a wee as well.
See, this puts me off. On this, you know.
You're still doing it.
Yeah, but Dave, you get to see people who look like Nell in a little kind of tight running top and shorts.
It's not glamorous running. It's really, all the glamour goes out of the window. Yeah.
You probably look great at the start of the race, to be honest.
And then just deteriorate from there.
Well, yeah. You know, as you get more hot and sweaty. Actually, no, I'd take that back. That's probably all right. Let's be honest. Well, Nell, good luck. I won't be there, sadly. I can't make it.
No. Well, you know, November.
Yeah.
Don't forget it.
It's a possibility. Will you run it with me?
If you want. Well, my mum's doing it as well, so we'll all do it together.
Great. What is she? 10K, she'll do that in 25 minutes.
She's just started to train, and she's doing really, really well. So if my mum can do it, you can do it.
I get the feeling you're badgering all your family and friends into your healthy, ridiculous, Nazi-style regime of a gym lifestyle.
Like an exercise pusher.
I'm trying. I'll have everybody running marathons before they know it.
See, do you never eat leftover curry for breakfast or anything like that? Or, you know...
Yeah, Persian, usually. There's a great Persian place down the road.
And, right. So you still do that?
Oh, yeah.
And you sometimes. Eat pizza for breakfast?
Not...
Do you know what it is good for breakfast? Cheesecake. That's really...
Oh, no.
Or trifle. Mm. That's really good. This morning, I was going to help myself to a corn or Toblerone, and I thought, no.
Yeah.
I'll be good. I'll be healthy.
No, I've got natural yogurt and kiwis and a bit of fruit and stuff. But yesterday I had a full English and a chocolate muffin.
Good girl.
So it depends, really.
That's what I like.
Yeah,
that's what I like. So you're a Leeds lass, love. You know, don't forget your roots.
I don't know. I know. Look at them.
No, she's off. Bless her. Nell McAndrew, ladies and gentlemen, it's a one-woman stand-up show. All right. Well, good luck with the run.
Thank you very much.
But wait for the finish line.
Yeah.
And well done on
the
You'll
be already getting a rub down in the massage tent.
He's hoping.
Yep.
Are you offering?
Not by me, by an expert.
Jeez, Nell, you'll be back in London by the time he's crossed that finishing line. God, you'll be tucking into Heartbeat on the couch near fellow having a Horlicks.
And I'll still be idling.
Away.
Yeah. No, I'm going to my mum and dad's for a Sunday dinner after.
Well, you're certainly going
there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
9:30 on BBC One. The coverage starts on Sunday mornings to see Nell McAndrew, Rear of the Year, cross the finishing line and a very slow pace of 1:30.
It'll be more than that because we're just jogging.
I love the fact that your slow pace will be quicker than the time I did when I bust my gut.
You'll see Alison Tingle and you
Jim
on
McDonald.
There.
Yeah,
Jim McDonald just out of jail. Then right behind
us.
You'll see me and Dominic.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
She's lovely, isn't she? Mm.
You've made my day, actually. I'll have a really good day now. She made me laugh.
Really?
Yes.
And I wasn't too pervy with you, was I?
No.
You know, that was a... And I turned down the offer of feeding her rear.
Talked about your bum a bit, but besides that,
that's
fine.
All right. I was going to ask Nell if she wanted to cop a feel of my ass.
After.
It's time for Tedious Link, isn't it?
Really? Tedious Link can wait.
If there's groping going on.
All right, well done. So the race is on Sunday. Alan, are you feeling guilty at all that you're not running it?
No.
Neither am I. It's great. I feel great. Do you know what? Why don't you and I go and watch the game on Sunday in the pub, have a nice big Sunday dinner and a few beers?
Oh, that sounds good. They need people like us. We're paying for them.
Exactly. What? Well, kind of. I don't know. Shut up. Doing the lead-up's Tedious Link.
Yes, I am ready, by the way.
Oh, good. I'm still thinking about Nell's rear. It doesn't matter. Sorry. Right. How do you get to today's record for yesterday's Brian Adams and Run to You?
Brian Adams is Canadian, as is the beautiful Evangeline Lilly, who plays Kate in Lost. Lost in Music was a hit for Sister Sledge, as was We Are Family, while Family Affair was a hit for Mary J. Blige. Blige is an anagram of bilge, which is a nautical term to describe the rounded portion of a ship's hull. Hull is a city on the River Humber. If you replace the H of Humber with an L, you get Lumber, which is a lower region of the back. Back in the USSR was a 1976 hit for the Beatles, the only two surviving members of which, sadly, are Ringo and Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney performed at Maida Vale on Monday night as part of Zane Lowe's Legends Week, which also features performances from The Prodigy and Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden knocked us out of this year's Celebrity Soccer 6 tournament, which was held at West Ham. West Ham beat Villa 4-0 on Monday night with an astonishing Premiership hat-trick from Marlon Harewood. Marlon Harewood shares the same surname as Marlon Brando, who is a famous actor, a bit like Kevin Klein. If you add an in to the front of Klein and swap the K for a C, you get incline, which is a word associated with hills, of which there are many on the Great North Run. And when we do the run on Sunday, we'll be running up that road and running up those hills, just like the famous record by Kate Bush, which links us to Kate Bush and running up that hill.
Nice. Another run-related trip.
You see, it's
and enjoy, by the way, that big 5.5-mile hill, won't you, Nell? It's really good fun. Nice to hear that again. Here I am.
Just for you.
Kate Bush running up that hill. You'll be running up that nice long hill on the Great North Run this weekend, Dave. Looking forward to it. Just think that the idea of running behind Nell McAndrew with that rear of the year in front of you.
It's the way forward.
That will be a brilliant sight for 8 seconds before she disappears into the distance, leaving you eating her dust.
She said she's only going to jog it. I think I'll be the same sort of pace.
She'll jog it in like 140 or something ridiculous.
I'll have to up my game, so to speak.
Anyway, great record. Seamus Link?
Almost a couple of slight things. Mm-hmm. Just a bit of miswording, really. I said mistakenly that Marlon Harewood shares the same surname as Marlon Brando. Obviously, I meant Christian name, not surname. And the other one concerns the release date of Back in the USSR, which I put down as 1976. However, people are saying that it was actually in the 60s, although... Bear with me, I'm just checking it.
Sure.
Oh, July 76, it says here.
Right,
July 1976, Back in the USSR, got to number 19 for the Beatles.
So
I was right all along.
There you go.
All nice.
It's our time of the show. It's a bit where Dave likes to say...
Let's get ready to ramble! Oh. It's getting worse.
You're running out of breath again.
I know.
You're running out of breath.
It's getting worse. My lung capacity's gone right down since I've had this cold thing.
By the way, we've just done a very interesting picture with last year's Rear of the Year, Alad.
Hello there.
This year's Rear of the Year, Nell. And all round us, me. The three of us together, which what may turn out to be a very interesting photo.
The fact that David is laughing as he took it made me a bit nervous, so I don't know what
David is our photographer, by the way. For
David Hooper.
What I'd like is the similar
photo.
By
the way, David Hooper, right, and this is weird, but I find this weird. He walked into the office yesterday, and Laura, who works on the Scott Mills show, he gave her a high five. Now, he doesn't strike me as the high-five type of a guy.
He surprises
you. Also, for older listeners, he's also not David the photographer either.
No,
he's
a different
David and a different photographer from yesterday.
There are similarities, though, because he is called David and he does have a camera.
Yeah. That's where the similarities end.
So, yeah.
The photo I want is me and the current Ray of the Year, Will Young. I'd love to have that photo.
What, of your bottoms together?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
And you in the middle.
You're all right.
How did you win that last year?
I have no idea.
Why would they pick you?
Don't know.
Quite simple. They wanted the publicity.
Because I'm on the Chris Moyles show and they loved the show. So I thought, he's got a nice bum. He's on the Chris Moyles show. Let's give it to him.
And it could be free advertising.
Not that they, Matalan got it at all.
They are now. Now that someone else has got it.
Maybe they thought it was either the Alec Jones.
No.
The real one.
Well, there was talking.
The real one.
Maybe they got the wrong one. Maybe they got the Songs of Praise walking in the air boy.
I don't say this now.
It could well have been.
Well, the thought never crossed your mind.
It never did.
But it might have gone to the other Alec Jones.
It never did. Right. No.
Okay. Well, anyway, God love Nell McAndrew.
She's very sexy.
Do you know, she is a very sexy woman, but very kind of girl next door.
Yeah, she's like Gwyneth Paltrow.
I know, you want to live, she comes from Belle Isle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which I can't talk about, because the first time we met Nell, and we were talking about where she was from, and I made comments about Belle Isle. You know, and the Yorkshire Evening Post local newspaper started moaning, and the councillors were writing and complaining, you know. But, you know, it's I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Well, I think she's very pretty.
She is very pretty.
I like girls who...
And you know, and she's done well to get out of Belle Isle alive.
Really?
And do really well for herself. Oh, dear. But she got a very small bum.
She has a
very small bum.
Very small.
Anyway, God love her.
Alex Best, last year.
Hey, have you ever seen her photos of her modelling?
Who, Alex Best?
No, Nell.
Nell.
Those knitting patterns, early photos.
There were the early photos.
I know, Nell's just going now, she's just waving.
They were a bit shocking. Yeah, I saw that.
Her in a nice knitted cardi. She looked great. How hot did she look? She looked better then. Oh, she looked hot then when she was wearing like a nice knitted jumper.
Very surprised to see
those photos. The sleeves too long.
Lovely Nell.
Hubba bubba. Anyway, there you go. Nell McKenna. This guy emailed in saying her time was absolutely fantastic. She should be very proud. 1 hour 27. And then he goes, I completed it back in 97 and 98 in 1 hour 11.
Oh.
1:11.
I feel sick.
1 hour and 11 minutes to run 13 miles. Andrew, you're a freak. Or Stan, says his name. He's on someone else's email.
Is there anybody listening who's doing the Great North Run who thinks they're going to do it in about 2.5 hours as well?
3, maybe.
4.
Depending on headwind.
4 hours.
No, it won't take us 4.
There'll be people going, I don't give a monkeys. As long as I finish it, that'll do me.
The thing is, we have to basically do it before the red arrows start, don't we?
That's because, at 1:30.
Yeah, well, what time are we starting? 10:30?
10:40.
Well, we should be fine then, shouldn't we, before the red arrows?
We've got serious problems otherwise.
Yeah.
Do you know the best time was 59 minutes?
What, for 13 miles?
Yes.
You're having a laugh.
No.
That's just ridiculous.
Now I've got the fear again.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, you'd never run it in that time, so that shouldn't really make it. Do you know what I mean? It shouldn't really bother you.
Did you know it's not 13 miles?
13.1.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah. And why is it 13? Hang on a sec. Why is it 13.1?
I don't know. Why is it 13.1?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The start and finish?
Why is it exactly 13.1? Well, you know, as opposed
away,
to, why is it not 13?
I don't know. Genuinely don't know.
You really don't know.
I really don't know.
You don't know why the half marathon is exactly 13.1.
Well, I would have said the full marathon was 26.
Well, he's a genius.
I would have said 26.2.
There you go. What a genius. Well done, Alan. You are brilliant.
I didn't know it was 26.2.
Well done.
But that's...
And by the way, who invented that rule that after you've run 26 miles of a marathon, it's not long enough, you need to do a little bit more? What a ridiculous rule.
Oh, I'm sure there's some reason from ancient history or something like that.
Well, they should change it. That's just stupid.
Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100. Thank you.
That's Bob Sinclair.
Or Clar, as some people say. Is it Clar or Claire?
Clar.
Bob Sinclair.
Bob sounds, Sinclair.
Sounds daft, though, that, doesn't it, Bob Sinclair?
And Gary Pine. Of course.
Who sung with Bob Marley and the Wailers, of course.
Wow. How did you know that?
Says it here on the sheet. Okay.
9:26. Yeah.
Are we about to get it just a little hot and sweaty in this hoop?
Baby.
Yes.
Ladies, let's go.
Okay.
Soldiers, let's go. Let me talk to y'all and just, you know, give you a little situation. Listen.
Don't you? No, not really.
There you go. Timing. Well, my timings are bob on, Dominic. You can't put your head up and go, hang on a minute.
Do you know what, though? Whoever sat at this desk has opened about 100 different internet things and I can't find where the clips are.
It was Nell. She was trying to find pictures of Alad's rear of the ear photos, but
she's done something to my headphones too. Look,
not mine.
Not right, is it?
You might want to fix them. Can I just say that was all perfectly timed.
Sorry,
you
I'm really sorry.
Professional numpties had to ruin it for everyone.
There, you know, down the bottom.
I had to go
of
back and look at these pictures of that Sarah Sarah girl again.
Condom.
She'd never pass a CBT driving like that, though, would she?
No.
You know what I mean? Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Dominic, ready? Carrie, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hard Fight and Sean Paul playing just a few seconds. Let's get the final news report this morning. It's 9:30.
And the weather, heavy rain for the north of the UK. Cloudy, though, with showers in most other parts. Beep, beep, one more trouble, Dominic Byrne. Oh, you've shown me a picture of a listener that I don't think anyone needs to see.
Get a grip, Dominic.
Put that away.
As it were.
Oh, dear. Four words, Stephen and the twins. One road travel is the A6094 in Midlothian. The road is closed both ways. Rachel, have a look at that. Between the B6372 junction, all because of resurfacing work. When they have resurfaced it, do you know what? No one cares about the travel. There's a naked man in front of me.
Where?
There, on that screen. Get rid of him.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Oh, don't send photos to us of nakedness. Thanks.
Did you see that, Carrie?
I did.
Oh, no, sorry.
Rachel!
Exactly 9:35.
Oh, man. I'm just trying to clear up some of these photos. Do you want me to forward that one to you, Dominic?
I'm fine, actually. No.
Sadly, there's no name, but there is a phone number if you want to give them a ring.
Yeah, no. Really? No.
I don't mind. I'll call them now if you want to have a chat.
Naked men is not my thing.
Naked men is not your thing?
Don't know why I said like that.
Really?
That threw me.
You did, didn't it?
During the weather, it did.
Okay. We've had some very cute pictures, by the way, sent in to us today of listeners.
Mm.
And some are nice.
Some like that one aren't.
Some like that one aren't, yeah, to be fair.
Worried about that one. He's clearly had a bit of a run-in with a lawnmower or something.
It's a bit smooth.
Do you know what
isn't
I mean?
It?
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody sent us a picture of themselves and they look exactly like the Angel of the North. I realised it was. I thought it was some kind of.
Or some big, you know.
With bingo, some very thin girl bingo wings. So stop sending stuff. We might put the best of the pajamas. We're talking on the air about people sending in photos of themselves in their pajamas. And obviously, it goes from one extreme to the other. People in their pyjamas waving at the camera. Hiya, look at my pyjamas. To some bloke sitting in, check this out. No, you're all right, thanks very much. What?
Talking of pictures, there's an interesting picture of you, Alad and Nell McAndrew online.
Wow.
And also a very nice picture of you, Dom, with Anna Frail.
Yeah.
God, you look like a psychopath. You look like you're going to kill her.
Can I tell you the picture?
I know. I'll tell you the story behind that picture. Alice standing there with a camera with a lens cap on and the flash down. You know, you're doing that grimace thing for about a minute. And then they take the picture, so I look like a bit slow.
You do look like Wallace. Rachel's right. Mm-hmm. Nice cheese.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what a brilliant impression there of Wallace.
I know, it's rubbish.
Oh my God, it's
Oh, Paul, I love your album. Oh, my God, Sean Paul.
Yeah, it was on, Paul.
I can't, my God, you're a wicked man.
Yeah.
Brilliant, isn't it? Just like the no one knows what I'm on about.
No, nope. Really.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans.
Stay out of that.
Nice, it's deeper.
It was deeper, yeah. What do you think?
Well, it was all right.
Yeah, okay. Hello, Roy Walker.
Hello, lovely people.
Hello,
Roy.
Hello, Roy Walker.
Hello, Roy Walker.
Hey. Are you doing anything nice today?
Am I doing anything nice today? I am, do you know, I've got a... My car is knackered, but I'm doing that. I'm going to take that in tomorrow. Today, to be honest... I'm going to do a day of nothing.
You are crazy.
I know I am. Yesterday I had a busy day. I went for lunch with a friend of the show and to his posh place I've never been before. And then I went to see my girlfriend. She was at work. I had to pick up some keys from her and then went home. And then we went out for dinner to a new little kind of... It's Chinese, but it's also Japanese and it's Thai and it's like a mixture of
Oriental.
Yeah, it's very nice.
I've got a story about that place,
yeah.
But that's for another time.
Right, also as well, if you don't mind, I'm telling a story first.
Okay.
Right. So anyway, went there last night, had a Thai green curry, which was lovely, really nice. And they had a really nice sesame toasty things with a nice sweet chili dip. And
God, give me strength.
Oh, shove it then. Tell you what I have for dessert.
Please welcome on line one.
Yes.
It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Chris, my name's John. I'm from Chidwell.
Yay!
I have a friend who lives there.
Who's that, Roy?
Neil.
Who's that?
Neil Dunn.
Oh, dear. Why, what do you do then, John?
I'm a van driver. I just do a few deliveries.
What are you delivering today?
I'm just at Little Portland Cafe, Little Portland Street.
Where's that?
A bit of bacon and all that. Little Portland Street, near you.
Oh, that's only round the corner.
It is indeed.
Yeah. I tell you what, if you shout loud enough, we'll probably hear you. You shout hello.
Hello!
No, you're on the phone, you idiot.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Heard you, because you're on the phone.
And now people walking around that place will think that you're shouting hello at them.
They are looking funny at me as it goes.
Really?
Yeah.
Shout hello again.
Hello!
Somebody might come up to you and go, hello, what do you want?
No one's coming up to me.
Okay. So where are you exactly?
Well, I've actually just moved because the parking, that traffic warden has given me all sorts of grief, so I've had to move to Riding House Street now.
Riding House Street.
Yeah, I've had to do a little...
Oh, my God, he's actually getting nearer the building.
I'm a stalker.
Do you know where our building is?
No, I ain't got a clue.
Thank God for
Excellent.
That. We're in Southampton, then, in that case. Hey, you might get people following you around.
I wouldn't blame them.
It's like the Truman Show. He's turning left into Riding House Street. So what are you driving now?
I'm in a Mercedes Sprinter.
Nice wheels.
That's lovely there.
Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it. Oh.
Listen to that horn.
That's a nice horn. Are you attracting any attention?
I am. They give me all sorts of looks.
Really?
They are indeed.
Who's they?
Look like foreigners to me.
Was people
tourists.
Tourists, there you go.
What are they doing? They're just staring at you?
Yeah, they are.
Wind the window down and go, leave me alone, you tourists.
Leave me alone, you tourists.
That said, welcome to London.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Brilliant. All right, well, best of luck. I'll check in with you a second, all right?
Lovely, thank you.
All right, stay there.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, I'm Pete from Berwick-on-Tweed.
Hooray!
I have a friend who lives there.
Do you, Roy? Who's that then?
Paul.
Paul who?
My cock.
Oh my God, I know, mate.
You're all right, thanks, Pete, if you don't mind. Hey, what do you do?
I'm an energy and grants advisor for a company called ATEC.
Oh, right, I used to work for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's great, yeah.
Great. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Where are you right now? Where are you exactly?
I'm at a place called Fisley Cross Roundabout. On my way to Edinburgh.
Right. What are you doing up there?
I'm just going to do a survey at somebody's home, just give them some energy advice and hopefully put them through for a grant, central heating programme.
Right. Is Berwick-on-Tweed, is that the... Is that, does the train stop there, and or does the train pass through there? Is that that lovely little, really picturesque little...
That's the place,
kind of town.
Nice, lovely. Now, it's the only place in England what has a Scottish football team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rangers.
No,
it
is... And it, but it was, because that, on the train, that looks absolutely beautiful. Is it beautiful, or is it actually a bit rubbish?
Ah, well, I mean, it's all right. I mean, there's only two nightclubs there, but that's an all right little place.
What are they called?
For a holiday.
What are the names of the nightclubs?
Bedrocks and Cashmere, but the best pub's the Brown Bear.
The Brown Bear?
The Brown Bear, that's where they go if you're going for a night out.
All right, next time I'm on the train, I'm going to get off at Berwick-on-Tweed. I'm going to head for the Brown Bear.
Well, you do that then.
Came out wrong.
Ask for Ashley, that's my girlfriend, she works here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how long are you up in Edinburgh for? We'll pop up today.
Well,
don't worry about it.
Ask for the Brown Bear.
What are you driving, Pete?
Ford Fiesta.
Nice wheels. Let's see your horn then. Oh,
that horn's pathetic.
I know. Sorry.
It's rubbish. All right, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Pete? Ready, John, rather?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What's wrong? You still all right?
I am, I'm all right.
Yeah, no one's staring at you, no one's giving you a
bruise?
Nah.
Someone just give me a thumbs up, though. That was on the radio, I think. I was listening.
Oh, really?
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Are they tuned in?
Hello? Oh, some geezer's right next to me
there. Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, just...
my God, is this
Cartwright catchphrase? Oh, my goodness.
Sorry about this, Chris.
Who's that idiot?
Just say, get lost, you tourist.
Get lost, you tourist.
No. Hi, Chris.
So what's this? What's going on?
Some geezer just jumped in my window.
You're joking.
He's in the.
I better shut the window now.
Oh my! See, are they trying to get the car?
Yeah.
Are they not trying? They're not trying the handle, are they?
I'm straight.
A what? John.
Sorry.
John.
Hello.
Are you all right?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
He's gonna get me.
Where is he?
He's just near my van there. Oh,
okay. What's going on?
Sorry, baby.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry. Describe him. What does this person look like?
He's got like a blue long tee, like jumper thing, and with a white hoodie and a pair of Chav trainers.
Are they quite chavvy trainers?
Straight from Chavsville, Arizona.
Oh, mate, I tell you. Blimey. Ask him what his name is.
What's your name, fella?
Alex.
Your name's Elliot.
Aled?
Yeah.
Hello. Alan went to find him because he's only around the corner.
He pooed his pants, I tell you. He was so nervous.
How are your Chav trainers, Alan?
Now, listen, Alan, do you want to stay with him or do you want to come back?
You call me Chav trainers. I'm coming back.
Right, okay, all right. Right, bye, Alan.
See you later.
Right, okay.
Cheers, mate.
Right, you're on your own now, John.
I am.
All right, here we go.
Horns at the ready.
Oh, my God.
Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
You've got to love that, haven't you, Roy?
What a buffoon.
No, you don't say that. Hey, you just met Alan off the Chris Moyles show, John.
Oh, I'm a lucky man.
Strike a light.
Yeah, Pete's kicking himself.
I know, come on, man.
Well, you can't get all the way up to, you know, the blooming A1 before the end of the feature.
Oh, I know that, but you've only got 5 minutes left, so come on.
That's true, all right. Mr. Fisher's concerned about a recent spate of burglaries in the area, so he's called in an expert to give him some advice. The security guy is looking at Mr. Fish's locks and window fittings and at the fact that the Fish family don't have a burglar alarm. And he's making some recommendations about how they can improve their home security, but one of the suggestions has really surprised Mr. Fish. The fella suggested that they hang a blanket over the front door to keep the baddies out. And Mr. Fish is going, what do you mean? Why? Just put a blanket, you know, over the door. And it'll be like, you know, added security. So I hang a blanket over the door and it'll act as security. He says, yes. Who's that?
John.
Yes, John?
A security blanket.
You're right!
I was going to say that.
Are you
really
good?
For 1 second.
Jeffrey.
Bungle.
Sorry. I started losing it again. Breathe, breathe. You don't need the pills. Hello. You're right. All right, so one to John, none to Pete.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is out at a gig. He's checking out a new band called The Mice. And the band are hotly tipped. In the audience are a number of celebrities, including Fred Talbot, Kat Daly, Neil Ruddock. For some reason, though, the band seem a bit starstruck, and they won't play with the celebrities there. And hang on a second. What's up? Right, Kat Daly's just popped to the loo. And look, as soon as she's got the band have started playing. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Mice. And they've actually started playing their instruments. And, you know, it must have been her that was putting the band off. They were obviously scared of it. Who's that?
John.
Yes, John.
What a catch away, the Mice can play.
You're a winner.
Oh, oh yes, yes. First of all, Pete.
Yeah.
It was so simple, man.
I know, I knew that, like, but I just, you know, I thought I'd give John a chance because he's been hassled by the tourists, you know.
Yeah.
Well, oh, hello.
Oh, all right. Hello. Leave it out. Yeah, right. Pete, listen, have a lovely day.
Bye, thank you very much.
Bye. Cut him off. Now then, that'd be Amazon Pays. John, congratulations!
Lovely, thank you very much.
Alan is now back with us.
Hello.
What's he like?
Chav shoes.
He seems a nice fella, to be fair to him.
Just now, now John sounds like a chav to me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, isn't
that. What does he look like?
I don't know, he pulled the window up in my face. Right. I started shouting, so I didn't get much of a look. But
I can't believe you pulled your window up in his face there, John.
I didn't know it was him, because I wouldn't have done it. Right.
Yeah, he'd have driven off if he'd have known
exactly,
it was you.
Exactly, yeah.
With your head in it.
Bloody hell, wrap me up with some pieces, Sony, bloody hell, I'm out of here, Scorper! He's taking a right dull bullock and liberty. Well, anyway, have a good day. Well done, John.
Lovely, thank you very much.
And it was obviously you got to meet Alan, kind of.
I did. Yeah. I'm over the moon.
Well, I bet you are. And if you'd known it was Alan, you'd have been over the M1. Bye.
You're
right.
Yeah, fine.
You've got a sweat on there, Al.
I love real sweat on.
I love the fact that you've run two streets away.
It's not two streets. Little
three.
Little Portland Street.
Let's not exactly say where we are to the whole nation, okay. Otherwise they'll all be piling up in their vans to not let you in.
You had to get the ferry, didn't you? And then over here.
And a tram.
A tram?
He went back in time, he ran that far. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
So while Alan gets his breath back after running to two streets and back, we'll play this for you if you're running 13.1 miles at the weekend. My radio other half, Joe Wiley, is next. In the meantime...
Hello, I'm Jen, and I wish I was listening to Chris Moore. You find that you don't
like it. You're loving that, aren't you?
What a buffoon.
Shut your face. Shut your face. All that city life is too frightening. Won't you come home? Whoa, whoa, see ya. You got your breath back, Alan?
Yeah, I have now.
Good boy.
Just.
I love him. Yeah. Right, Colin Edith back at 1 o'clock today. Scott Mills is up from four. It's Zayn and the Nations tonight. And new Oasis track coming up from Joe Wiley. Enjoy her show. Don't forget, while you're listening to Joe, every time she does a link, she's thinking of me.